Well, I actually hate Valentine's Day. I actually hate Valentine's Day. How do you spell eczema?
Last time I worked on Valentine's Day.
That's just not true. How do you spell eczema?
E-G-G.
It's not egg. It's not egg. E-G-G.
E-C-Z-E-M-A.
E-C-G, like the heart thing?
E-C-Z.
E-C-Z?
E-Z-M-A.
Wait. Is it E-Z-C? What?
No, it's E-C-Z-E-M-A.
E-C-A. Wait, what is it? Just kidding.
I'm literally telling you. Kay. E-C-E.
E-C-E.
E-C-Z? No. Fuck. E-C-Z. E-C-Z-E-M-A.
Eczema.
Eczema.
Let's see who got it right. Oh, nice. It's me. Exactly. Yeah, eczema. Eczema facts.
Okay. Eczema facts. So we're doing eczema.
I'm just going to...
Flooding. E. Huh? E has eczema. Not as bad as this guy. This guy's eczema is spreading to his brain.
Yeah, I jumped on a call with my dermatologist, and he told me I have severe eczema of the hands, and I showed him pictures of hands, like, my fingertips mouth. And stuff, and he was like, "Why didn't you tell me this sooner? How long has this been going on?" I said, "It's been developing for like 4 or 5 months." And he's like, "Well, I have a super high dosage of steroids and medical grade moisturizer." We're back. What's happening, party people? Welcome to another episode of Two Guys and One Lapdog, the podcast. We are coming to you this beautiful Thursday morning from Forest Grove, Oregon, better known as Full Grove Studios 1. To my left, you know him, you like him, and you depend on him. Ladies and gentlemen, coming in at 6'4", 165 pounds, host Matt Mayer. Matt, how's it going?
I liked where you're going with that at first. I liked that you depend on him.
Right.
It felt good. 6'4", inaccurate. 165, also inaccurate.
I didn't know.
It's 5'11", and 145.
Is it really? So, oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, what's your actual walking around weight? Tell the people.
I walk around at about $2 at really? This point in my life. Yeah.
Is it what percentage of that is bone density?
Bone density, part Pacific Islander, so I have really thick bones.
That's
most of it. At least 50% of it is just dense, full of calcium. Bones.
You did say something today kind of interesting about you. Did you say you're Hungarian or something?
Yes.
Are you really?
Yes.
What's your makeup?
That's where my last name comes from. My last name should be Magyar, M-A-G-Y-A-R, but then it's become Americanized to Mayer. But who's comes from Hungarian? Magyar, the Magyar people in Hungary, Ungarn, if you will.
How much Hungarian are you?
I mean, I've never done like the, you know, DNA kits or anything like that, but I'm pretty sure I'm pretty much mostly Hungarian and Italian.
Like 50-50 right down the middle.
I mean, I wouldn't call it 50-50, but I'd say majority of those are my two.
That's shocking.
Those are the two I identify.
There's like, so you're saying, yeah, there's like 5% of playing around room probably? Or are you pushing I'd like
give
10?
It like 10 of just, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You
okay.
Know, yeah. Maybe a little Pacific Islander, maybe a little, you know.
Sprinkle of South this African, and that. Okay. Who knows? All right. Well, we got our third host here first time.
Yeah,
she's in a minute. Contract disputes have been settled.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know her. You probably don't like her.
At all.
It's Abuela, the lapdog. Say hello. Thank you very much. There was a bit of controversy.
Sure.
We got a few voicemails. Matt, mm-hmm. Do you want to talk us through what those voicemails said?
Yeah, I mean, people, listeners, doggy girls in particular, were reaching out. They were upset.
Rightfully so.
That I refer to the podcast as Two Guys, No Lapdog, because the whole point is it's two guys and one lapdog. But we can't have her in the studio. You know, that's just not how she operates. She's very quirky. Not a lot of people understand that about her. And so if you've never met her, please don't try to, you know.
Yeah, there's been a lot of 2019 quarter one, Q1, mm-hmm. from economics majors out there. It's been a hurricane,
sure.
or a monsoon, which yeah. is what we were in a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. We moved studios. That's a whole other thing. What happened to our other studio? And the dog was arguing about her pay. We tried to explain to her we don't get paid. We do this mm-hmm. for the love of content. Mm-hmm. She didn't like that, and she striked for a little bit.
Sure.
We got her good 401k. Yeah, we got her some good benefits, a company leash and a company dog bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody out there knows anybody that manufactures dog food, that'd be a huge plug.
That would be big.
Because then she could have her own line. That mm-hmm. could be kind of cool. I don't know. Look, she's back. She's happy to be here.
Yeah.
We're going to record a pretty good episode.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully, I think that what is probably on a lot of people's minds right now is what's up with the sound quality.
Let's talk about it. We got a few items of housekeeping to take care of.
Exactly. We might as well just, you know, face this one head on. You might not believe us, but our studio is currently flooded.
Right.
You know, we had this weekend, it was, some people were calling it snowpocalypse. We got a lot of moisture, a lot of rainfall, and the studio flooded. So now we're back in Fogo Studio 1. That would explain the sound quality.
Yeah, so your boys are big startup guys now. Mm-hmm. We bought our own mics off Amazon, $21.99.
Yeah.
Not an expensive
venture. Free 2-day shipping if you're an Amazon Prime member.
We use Matt's laptop, so that's free too.
Mm-hmm.
So the sound quality was pretty good for us for a while, and then we got the big upgrade.
Sure.
Got led into the school studio,
mm-hmm.
which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Audio was at an all-time high.
Never better.
Never better. And then we got hit in a monsoon. No, monsoon.
Yeah, pretty much as soon as we hit our stride with the new sound quality, it got ripped out from under us.
And the infrastructure of our cafeteria, because the radio station is located in the basement.
The university center has the dining hall, has Starbucks, some other situation, things going on in there, mail room. We were downstairs in the mail room. Can't really believe that the infrastructure would be so poor that flooding, rain, could ever, flood the studio, the downstairs.
True. And you would think, like, hey, this must be the first instance, right? Like, this is freak, right? No, this has been happening a bunch. Every time it rains pretty heavily, which it does every year, if not monthly, it floods.
We're going to have to figure something out about that.
That might be above our pay grade, but we're adaptable.
Yeah.
You know, we overcome, we adapt, we adjust.
Leslie, Mrs. Halleck, if I will, we need to attend to that.
President Halleck, you're making $500K.
Yeah, that's
throw kicks him back.
That's unacceptable.
Kicks him back.
That's unacceptable.
Because she's the Jeff Bezos
of this whole situation.
True. Shout out to our studio manager though, Nicole.
Shouts to Nicole. Yeah.
She's doing a lot. Don't forget about the IKEA ergonomic chairs because your boys need it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's why the sound quality is down. Thanks for the disclaimer.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta let them know.
Any other housekeeping?
I mean, you have something going on with you that I feel like. I mean, we touched on it last episode, but there's been some developments, and I think we really need to talk about it.
All right, we're going
to
do a quick hand check. So, yeah, if you couldn't tell by seeing me in public, like most of you probably wouldn't, I have some pretty dry hands as a result of
incredibly
the winter
dry
weather. Today I was on a call with my mom and my dermatologist, and your boy has severe eczema.
Your eczema
positive. I don't
positive.
Know when it happened, but... it did. I'm living with it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fight it. We have some medication currently en route.
Mm-hmm.
Going to get called in the prescription, pick it up, mail it. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah.
Just happy to still be podcasting,
I mean,
really.
Yeah, sure. So, people have been saying that your hands were at one point going to be so dry. If you had let this go on any longer, they were going to be so dry you couldn't hold the mic.
True.
And that at that point, we were going to have to shut the whole thing down. People have been noticing that you've been playing die when it's cold out with gloves on.
I was hoping nobody would.
People don't notice. People don't really know why you've been doing that, but I think now is,
been walking around campus with my hands in my pocket. If I don't, I get really, really jittery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like having my hands exposed for a long time. I don't really like to shake hands anymore. I've been doing the fist bump.
Mm-hmm.
Easier that way. Although I will say, so about a year ago, Matt and his, I can't say baby girl, because that's not...
The Boothang.
The Boothang, Matt's Boothang. We were walking through the market, and I had... The symptoms had shown for the first time, and it flared up. And Matt did... I don't know if it was a joke or not. Like, you were
that
like,
was
oh,
a real
eczema.
No, that was a diagnosis.
But he did say, that looks like eczema to me, and I kind of brushed it off, because I was like, no way.
Mm-hmm.
No way. And I just wish I listened, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's a little upsetting that you contracted it during the summer. I don't know what you were doing this summer where you would contract eczema from another person. I don't know what you were doing with other people that would lead to this. But now at this point, it's probably the most extreme severe case of eczema that anybody's ever seen.
Before we move on, that's true. I just want to read some facts to the people so you know that, because I was unaware.
Yeah.
And now that I'm affected by this, I am aware.
I think that most people, they don't know about really the struggle of having eczema.
No.
I'm glad that you're eczema positive. You can be a voice for the eczema positive community.
That's what,
That's
what this is all about. It's a chronic problem. This is from Neosporin.com.
Chronic,
Noted. I used to put that on my Band-Aids.
Sure.
I don't really know what it does.
Neosporin.
Yeah,
it's,
I don't understand.
I'm pretty sure it's antibacterial.
Antihistamine?
No.
Okay.
So that means that you do, in fact, have a bacterial, if not fungal, infection.
Well, don't use those words, because once you say it, you can't take it back.
I'm not.
I don't want to say I have a fungal infection. I might.
But you might, yeah.
I don't want to be on record. If you guys see me too, I don't want this to be weird.
I'm
I
on
be
record. Like, if you see Host Ryan honestly, just ask to shake his hand. It's like shaking hands with a tree or sandpaper. It's not pleasurable. It is gross, but it's worth the experience.
Well, 35 million Americans are affected by eczema. Wow. Eczema.
Wow.
Eczema. 1 in 3% of adults. So I'm in that percentage.
Yeah, you're 1 of 3.
10 to 20% of children. Wow. And about 70% of cases start in children younger than 5 years old.
Wow.
And about 60% of infants who have eczema continue throughout adulthood.
So you have the hands of a child younger than 6.
Yes.
Wow. We were talking off air a little bit about this as well, but I think that we're gonna try and do a 5K for the cure.
Yes.
Is that correct? We're gonna try and do a 5K for the cure for eczema. We're gonna try and end eczema altogether. That is going to be next Thursday, February 20th.
Why would we say the date? There's no way we're going to be able to have that set up on time.
It's going to be set up. We're going to have it set up on time. It's going to be 5K for the cure.
Is it really happening next Thursday?
To end eczema. So if you're interested in, fighting to help out 1 in 3 Americans and finding a cure for this thing, let's do it and let's do it together.
All right. So I guess that took care of that. So we're doing a 5K for the cure of eczema next week, Thursday, at the Pacific University Track and Field, Lincoln Park. Mm-hmm. That's not Lincoln Park, is it?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Lincoln Build, but Lincoln Park.
If you're not in the area, I'm not going to ask you to fly out for it.
But maybe you want to.
This is a serious proposition now. There's going to be a banner up. We're going to run it. It's going to be awesome.
5K for the cure.
So we'll see you. And the time is going to be, let's say, 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a 4 o'clock 5K. 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. 5K for the cure. Mm-hmm. Details to come.
And if you can't run 5K, come out and walk. Your dog.
Yeah,
let's do it. Dog friendly. 5K run and walk for the cure. All proceeds go into the American Eczema Society.
Wait, what's going on here? This is all firing from the hip right now.
This is not only to raise awareness, but also to raise funds.
You don't have to bring any money.
Support.
Please don't bring any money.
But if you do, all checks are payable to Ryan Yoshida.
No, it's not payable to Ryan Yoshida. I'm not going to accept your money. I just want
friends. Raise awareness.
I want to just be around people that care about this.
Sure.
It's happening next Thursday. As far as the logistical details go, pay attention to social media. Mm-hmm. Check your emails.
We'll put it all. Yeah.
It's coming.
We'll put it all on Instagram. And if you see Jose Ryan around campus or anything, just give him a hug because he is living with it. He's a survivor. I mean, for me, it's pretty intense to live in such close proximity with somebody who is eczema positive.
True.
But, I mean, it's really opened my eyes.
I mean, we used to shake hands.
Yeah.
We don't anymore.
Not
and
anymore.
That sucks friendship-wise, partnership-wise.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's just something we have to do now. And I, on record, thank you. The whole house has been really supportive.
I mean, I've been telling you that your hands are disgusting for like close to 365 days now.
And it's hurt my feelings every time.
I'm glad you're finally listening.
We're moving forward.
Yeah.
That's going to wrap up a hand check, I think. For now, stay posted
hand
once again.
Mouth check.
It's coming. Not HFM. I'm not doing that.
Maybe though.
But I might.
It might develop into it.
I'm not saying that I'm not out of the woods, but I'm right in the thick of shit.
I'm just hoping
right
that
now.
The eczema doesn't spread, because when it spreads to your brain, then it's lights out for you, big guy. You're going to a farm in the country at that point.
You know, it's not going to spread to my brain.
What's that?
These listener voicemails.
Yeah.
Teagle Nation, Matt's going to queue up some good voicemails. Thank you for submitting them. We've actually had a record high of engagement across the board.
No other podcast is engaging to this degree.
No, nobody else. I mean, people think that there's like podcasters and listeners. No, we're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, it makes our job easier when you do voicemails, because that eats up about 5 minutes where we don't have to talk.
It's hashtag content creation.
We got some great voicemails today. Keep leaving them. If you want to do so, it's 808-551-2474. Without further ado, we're just going to jump straight in. This is going to be an all-listener voicemail episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Crush that pronunciation. Let's do it.
Hey, guys. This is Leif here. I'm calling because I got a few discrepancies about your guys' take on the Super Bowl halftime show. So I don't know if you guys know this, but Adam, he's actually a regular listener.
Well, thank you to Leif for calling in, and shouts to Adam Levine. I did not realize he's a listener. That can make things a little bit awkward at Thanksgiving, but let's keep this thing going.
So I figured I would give a few defenses for Adam Levine as far as the Super Bowl halftime goes. I think he did a great job, and I got a few reasons for you. First of all, he sounds great. The high notes, they're perfect. Everything is sounding great. Voice sounds good for being, pretty late in the career as far as a pop singer goes, so I respect that. Second of all, he shreds. I had no fucking clue that he has ever picked up a guitar in his life. But yeah, he was going hard a couple times there. Thirdly, he played a song from every popular album from the whole Maroon 5 career. So whether you're a Maroon 5 fan or not, you know, he gave you a little taste of everything so that everyone could, you know, find a little niche there that they might enjoy. Also, all three of the jackets that he took off before revealing that horrible tank top, he threw into the audience, you know, for the people. So clearly he's a man of the people, no doubt. The Chinese lanterns thing, that was dope. The choir thing, really weird. Yeah, not sure about that one at all, but still better than the...
All right, Leif, fall royalty, one of three fall kings. As you guys already know, it's coming. We already
What?
They're en route. They're going to come in, and we got to just press them and do a whole lot of stuff. But it should be in the next 2.5 weeks. I'm just going to highball it there for the sake of our timeline. We're pretty late, guys. We procrastinate. So safest bet. But thanks for the voicemail.
Yeah, clearly some discrepancies about what we said on the podcast versus your personal feelings regarding Adam Levine. In terms of, you know, him shredding and the high notes and all that, for me, not super impressive because he is literally a professional musician. So I kind of expect I expect him to be able to shred, melt face, etc. I also expect him to be able to hit high notes. He's getting paid, you know, big bucks.
Well, I think what he was alluding to was that he's, you know, pushing towards the tail end of his career, right? Because younger Levine was coming out early 90s, late 90s, early 2000s when he was really nailing them.
Yeah.
I was impressed thoroughly. There's so many pop stars and singers that are kind of auto-tuned and you don't really know. Like, I mean, granted, he probably didn't do that live. We all know Super Bowl sound quality is tampered with. But I was thoroughly impressed with that aspect of it. My beef, my quarrel was with his tank top choice and his tattoos and his overall figure of the halftime show.
Sure. I mean, you know, it's not that I'm not impressed. I kind of expect that from if you're going to be performing at the halftime Super Bowl halftime show, I expect you to be able to play the guitar.
Let me ask you then, what happened to Travis Scott?
And see, that's where I'm falling apart. That's really why I'm over the NFL, is just because why Travis Scott? You know, have you guys not ever heard him sing without autotune? You guys had no idea that this was going to happen.
True. I mean, it's just, it's in today's modern day, I think I'm with you on this one, Leif. I was shocked because it's so hard to tell who's really can rip, and Adam Levine can rip. He shreds the guitar and was just...
I'm not saying he can't rip.
No, I understand. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying... No, I see what you're saying, to have that expectation, for me, I'm kind of like, Didn't know that he was a listener. Love that he is Adam. I'm on record. I don't want to trash you. It's just, you know, the business.
The shirt, you know. Well, should we get into the tank top?
Tank top.
I just think that, you know, he must have had at least a month or so notice about this whole Super Bowl thing.
Absolutely. Minimal.
I mean, maybe it was spur of the moment that he decided to take that tank top off, but I have a feeling that he planned it.
Yeah, you know? And I think what he did was he mistimed his, periodization.
He was either about to enter ketosis or about to come out of ketosis.
He was clearly in the bulking stage, which when he should have probably been in the shredding stage. I'm not here to shame you, Adam.
Yeah.
Good for you. Be proud of. But I liked you when you were. I liked him when he. I mean, for me, a classic rock star. Or not, he's not even really a rocker, but like a band.
Sure.
Your lead singer is kind of like the frame to be skinnier,
like
thin,
a Mick Jagger,
kind
very,
of,
you know,
yeah,
lots
Queen,
of drug use,
you know,
most likely.
Freddie Mercury type beat, Michael Jackson.
Sure,
like,
sure.
I like the frame a on thin, you, kind of, because then I feel like you can. The way you move your body looks better. Like, I don't want you to be built like a unit up there.
No, yeah, which Adam Levine is not.
But he didn't look that big in the jackets until he took off. He took off the tank top.
The tattoos did a lot, kind of, for me. Like, it really changed what body type I expected him to have. Because I couldn't even really tell what was going on underneath all that ink.
True.
You know?
We also had another listener, Quincy Brown, QUBrown11 on Instagram. He was pissed about our – not Q Brown, Q U Brown. He was pissed about our take.
Really?
Yeah. He said that Adam Levine is, in fact, hot.
Really?
And F you. He was also upset about the Kylie Jenner one, but I'm over Kylie Jenner.
What did we say? Did we say Kylie Jenner's not hot?
We said she was the worst Kardashian.
Oh, I'm sticking by that.
Yeah, I'm standing by that 100%.
Yeah, that's just...
He's good looking, I guess.
He's a handsome guy. Don't get me wrong. He's a handsome guy, but he's a millionaire. He could have... You know, there's a million hired personal trainer, you know, and just
Foods. Like, Adam Levine is a guy who is notorious for changing his appearance. He's sometimes he's blonde, he has long hair, he has spiked hair, then he has no hair, like, and he's dating a Victoria's Secret model. He's a good looking man.
Yeah, you know, he's a handsome guy.
I just don't know how I feel about his tattoos. He just with the music they play versus the appearance he has.
He has the tattoos of either somebody who is maybe a sailor or like a biker, mm-hmm. and he's mm-hmm. far from either.
Far
of
from
those
either
things.
Of those.
You
things.
Know, he's a pop singer, which yep. is don't want to downplay that, but it's not.
I mean, if he was in like Foo Fighters or something. I could buy it a little bit more if he was a little bit more rock and roll.
Yeah.
It makes sense, but it seems like I don't know. It just doesn't match up.
Yeah. No.
The lanterns, for me, that's another little asterisk. Fire hazard.
Huge fire hazard.
And isn't it environmental too?
Is that cultural appropriation at that level? To do it on that scale?
Define cultural appropriation.
I can't.
I mean, it is one of those. I thought you might have a quick, like.
Good. I was just wondering. Well, I saw. I don't want to, you know, get too off track, but I did see I was on Twitter, and I did see a tweet that was posing a question to the Twitterverse. Is doing yoga cultural appropriation? Is white people specifically doing yoga? I didn't really know how I felt about that one, but if any listeners have a good definition of cultural appropriation, they want to educate us, please.
Yeah, we're going to need to get a solid definition. My knee-jerk reaction is it's absolutely not.
Yeah. That is mine as well.
By any means.
Wait, the lanterns or the yoga?
The yoga.
Yeah, both, right?
I'm talking yoga. Yeah. I'm talking. I even feel like on the lanterns, it's not really.
Like, nah, it's
I don't
lantern.
Even know what it is,
just,
but
you know,
I don't. You
know,
it's come on. I think it's kind of cool because you show off. You know, you mm-hmm. learn. Like, yeah. Oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
It's a fire hazard, though, and you shouldn't be doing that.
From a safety perspective.
I mean, I'm sure they have some pyro.
They definitely
out there,
don't have enough emergency exits for all those people. In there.
No, no. I mean, no one chance. Lantern goes down, and I mean, the Super Bowl is ruined.
Yeah.
Thank God it was so exciting, but. I'm well over that part of it.
Yeah, seriously.
Was there anything? The gospel part?
I like that.
I like that a lot.
I didn't think that was weird. I actually like that a lot. I love a gospel.
I do.
Choir, you know?
I love a solid gospel.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that he took his. I mean, I just liked his outfit with the jacket on.
The duster
shirt,
did a lot for me.
Toss it. Mm-hmm. But the normal jacket he had on was excellent.
Mm-hmm. Very clean. He looked like a NASCAR, like almost NASCAR vibes, mm-hmm. you know?
Quick disclaimer before we play the next voicemail. If you hear background noise, there's a lot of movement happening in the studio.
A lot of intern Kevin and intern Rochelle
are unhinged right now.
It's truly unreal.
And truth be told, they're probably going to get a solid talk to you after this.
Absolutely.
If you're picking up water or keys, it's them just clearly not knowing
AirPods
the situation.
AirPods are rolled out, so.
The fact that they're both wearing AirPods, I can't. Let's just stick to voicemails. Just stick to the voicemails.
So also, I don't know what your guys' deal with him being chunky. Like, the man is definitely shredded for like a 39-year-old or whatever. He's way bigger than I think he's ever been before, so hopefully, you know, that'll make him feel a little better. Maybe you guys can ring him up, give him a little apology, send him some free merch or whatever, because you guys really hurt his feelings. So I thought I'd just call him to, you know, give him a little chance for redemption.
So yeah, full transparency, this is all one voicemail packed with a lot of content from our Fall King, so we split it up so you can catch some of our piping hot takes right off the griddle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Second half of this voicemail, we kind of touched on it before. I personally think that he is absolutely not shredded by any definition.
No. I wouldn't say shredded is not the adjective I would use for that man. I mean, he's not fat.
I mean, the fact is you know his calorie consumption right now is sitting at an easy 3,500 to 4.
You have to imagine with all the beer, all the light beers he's probably taking down.
I mean, you can tell he's trying to refigure in 2019. Mm-hmm. He's going to be shredded come mm-hmm. time to record The Voice.
Come Q3.
Yeah, when they do this next season of The Voice, he's going to look great. He just, whoever his trainer and nutritionist was, mistimed it mm-hmm. because he did not look. I mean, right? I don't think
No. I completely agree with that. I would not say that shredded is the word. I would not say shredded is the word. If he's looking for a nutritionist, personal trainer, I do have a guy who's about to graduate. He's going to have a degree, bachelor's of science at that. So hit up Host Ryan. He'll get you straight. But I wouldn't say shredded is the word. Not trying to fat shame anybody.
No.
Of course not. Yeah. Body pause. But, you know.
I mean, I'm all for it.
I'm calling a spade a spade
into
on
it.
This one.
I think it got missed. Like, we were trying to come in at him. We're not. You're on record saying that that's an ideal body type, right? Because he kind of has
he's on his way to a dad bod. It looks like he's kind of in the in between. Like, I was shredded at one point, and now I'm like going into a dad bod. He just needs to lean into the dad bod, maybe get the arms and chest a little bit up, but just keep that belly
that's
exactly
perfect.
Where it's
we
at.
We should talk about that because I think this could clarify for a lot of people. That's not a dad bod.
Yeah, I mean, it is a dad. It's not the ideal dad bod. It's a dad bod. Get rid of all those tattoos. It's a textbook dad bod. But the ideal dad bod, you know, a lot more mass mm-hmm. and probably a bigger belly at that too.
So you're looking for just bigger.
I'm looking for from
chest
like,
lineup.
Yeah, from about yes, chest lineup, mid sternum up, just to be like big. Like you're picking up the kids, throwing them in the air, no problem. But also have a beer belly. Like
you think he needs a bigger belly?
Yeah, I don't want you to be able to touch your toes.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Fascinating. Mm-hmm. And are quote me if I'm wrong. Are you moving towards that now?
I am doing. It's winter, so I'm doing a little bit of mass. Trying to avoid the dad bod right now, 21, you know, but I think by the time I exit my 20s, I'm going to be leaning into it probably fully.
Oh, that's a while. Okay. Mm-hmm. But have you done the dad bod? Because I'm just thinking, Adam's a listener.
I've never done a dad bod. If I was going to give Adam some tips, if he's trying to attain a dad bod, again, this is mostly conjecture. A lot of red meat.
Okay.
No cardio. Don't even think driving to the gym. Don't walk. Okay. No cardio. Don't stretch ever. Again, don't stretch. But you better believe me, Monday, Wednesday, Friday is back and by. And okay. Tuesday, Thursday is heavy, heavy chest and triceps.
What's Saturday,
low
Sunday?
Low rep, high weight. Saturday, maybe just walk around the park with the kids just to keep your mind right, just to make sure you don't die too young. But seriously, limit cardio. If you guys are going to the lake, you're not swimming.
I'm a little disappointed with how much back you're doing. Wouldn't you want to do more chest and arms?
No, I'm thinking Tuesday, Thursday is low rep, heavy, very heavy weight. Bring a spotter, chest. You're trying to grow that chest as much as possible. Okay. But in terms of back and by, you're going to want just massive
biceps.
Are
you doing more by than you are back?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's like Monday, Wednesday, Friday is mostly by. You're going to sprinkle a little bit of back just to get your V
just
cut
to rest,
right.
Just to rest.
Just to get the V cut right, just to make sure your biceps aren't failing on, you know, your third exercise or whatever. But trust me, Tuesday, Thursday, that's your moneymaker because that's heavy, heavy weight.
And what's Sunday?
Sunday, nothing.
Rest
football,
day,
beers.
Football,
that's
beer.
That's beer belly. Okay. That's where you grow that beer belly. You're doing burgers, you're doing red meat, you're doing not Keystone Light, you're doing regular Keystone. Not Coors Light, regular Coors. Coors Banquet, you know. Seriously.
All right.
Follow this 3 weeks.
Could you do this one more time? Paint a picture Monday through Sunday.
Yeah. So Monday morning, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're doing back and by. You're doing heavy, heavy biceps. Again, low rep, very heavy weight. Bring a spotter. You're going till failure. Tuesday, Thursday, chest and tries. Trying to get that chest right. You want that chest to be just massive. No definition at all. Seriously, no definition. All mass, all size. And then Saturday, again, you know, maybe take the dog for a walk. But seriously, don't burn any cows on that day. And Sunday is just consume and gain mass. It's just accumulate mass for the rest of the week to prepare. And don't stretch, obviously.
That goes unsaid. Yeah. Well, there you go. If you need to achieve a dad bod, and this is also for women.
Sure.
I'm all in on that too.
Yeah.
We are by no means a anti-big. I'm for it.
Yeah. I would love to see some moms out here just getting
especially huge. If you have the frame. That's the biggest thing for me is the frame. Mm-hmm. I personally don't think that I have the frame yet. I'm still hoping to squeeze out a couple more inches.
To dad bod. And see, yeah, common knowledge would tell you that you don't have the frame. Okay. But I have seen you in 40 years. I've seen your dad. And he has like seriously the dad bod to end all dad bods. So I think it's completely attainable for you. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so within.
He has like 3 inches on me.
Really? I mean, I think you could still pull it off. You might look a little condensed.
Okay.
But you'd be sturdy as all hell.
I could still do
it. You'd be very sturdy. Oh, you could do it. Anybody can do a dad bod. But your dad has like the ideal dad bod.
All right.
You know, it's truly crazy.
Well, if you guys want to see like a transformation, let's just finish up this. Clean up this Adam Levine take. Mm-hmm. He's by no means shredded. By no means is it bad.
Shouts to him. He's a professional musician, and he can sing and play the guitar as well.
I don't hate if he went to be back to like 2000 Adam Levine.
Sure.
If he wants to be a dad bod too, love that as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to see a Transformation Tuesday for Matt's dad bod, just wait about 10 years and then follow him on Instagram at _ Stable Genius.
Yeah.
One more voicemail.
Hi, Ryan. I'm just calling up to talk to you more about The Bachelor. I agree that Cassie is like one of the ones that I feel like will go all the way. But I wanted to hear more of what you guys had to say about Onyeka and also Tayshia, because I feel like he's like super into Tayshia, but they don't really say a lot when they're together. And kind of like Cassie on their one-on-one, they literally just made out the whole time. And she was the first one in his bed. So what do you guys think about that?
All right. More fall royalty. One of three fall queens. Thank you, Megan, for the voicemail. As you guys know, we do Bachelor Talk. We're currently on week 6 This is not a Bachelor episode, so we're not going to dive into the logistics of the episode. We're going to keep it brief. This voicemail was about last week's one, mm-hmm. week five. Mm-hmm. So things have changed since. We've learned new information. What do you make on Onyeka, Cassie, and or Tayshia?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and agree with Megan. I haven't seen a lot from Tayshia. Mm-hmm. She seems nice. She seems like she's got a good head on her shoulders. I kind of have struggle with seeing her and Colton end up together because I feel like Colton needs somebody that has a little bit more personality than mm-hmm. he does, and she mm-hmm. doesn't seem to have like a super lot of personality.
True.
But, you know, I'm excited to see where it goes. I don't hate her at all. You know, she seems nice. She seems like one of the more normal ones. I think that's why she's been around this far. But you can definitely tell that Colton is ready because he is – you can tell that man is frustrated.
He's thirsty. He is. He's ready to, he's to ready drink to some go. Water. He's parched.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
Yeah, Tayshia's great. Mm-hmm. They obviously get along really well. She'll probably be top four. That's a huge statement. I'm going to just say she's going to be top four. She's going to hometowns.
Yeah.
She just doesn't have the X factor that a lot of like – you know what I mean?
For me, I don't think that she kind of has that – little extra something that Cassie for me does.
You know? Really?
Yeah, I think Cassie's going all the way, but it's just hard to tell with this guy because they spend so much time just like hardcore sophomore year high school making out, like just hardcore. Like he's probably losing sleep over this.
Well, so we're gonna jump between weeks here. Week five on the one-on-one, she ends up in his bed. I mean, granted, they don't ever talk, so you don't really know what's happening.
Yeah.
But in week six, Cassie is having that conversation with Caitlin, and Caitlin's like, I'm really nervous about who's going on one-on-ones. And Caitlin is selling it. Like, stir the drama. That's what this show is about. Well. And Cassie's just kind of like, yeah, yeah. Like, she feels like a mirage to me. Like, she's just a real sweetheart. You know, like, just
she's
really
not there
cool.
to, I mean, I feel like she's legitimately there to, like, find love, which is fine. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's really why everybody goes on The Bachelor, but she's definitely not there to be, like, an Onyeka and just stir the pot.
I think
like
Tayshia and Cassie are solid contestants. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see them keep going.
Yeah.
Caitlin and Hannah G, who I think might be the other final four.
I could see Kate.
They
North
spice
Carolina.
It up a little bit.
Yeah, I could see her going far.
Yeah.
Can I get a take on the content creator, on Hannah G?
Yeah.
Because for me, that solidified – their interaction solidified for me that for Colton at this point, it's just about doing the deed. Because that guy cannot focus on anything, man.
Oh, yeah, Megan, we this is hard because we've already seen the next weeks. We probably should have done this last week. I don't think we had it by last week. No. Doesn't matter. We're now moving on to week six, one-on-one date Hannah.
Yeah.
The whole Onyeka Nicole drama was absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
somebody's
just
got to do it every season. It felt weird.
I just love that Tayshia was right there, and she was like, she called Onyeka out and was like, that's not how that happened.
Yeah.
Like, she's right there like, yo, I heard this conversation. Mm-hmm. That's not what was said. I mean, I feel like at this point, Onyeka knows she's on the lower end of the totem pole, and she's just trying to like stir the pot,
get her buy a ticket to paradise.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Trying to create a little tension and just see where she comes out.
I'm just going to say this. I would kill to have the spa day that Colton had. No, I wouldn't spend it the same way that he did. Because mm-hmm. all they did was make out from,
but it looked relaxing.
It looks, I mean,
the tea leaves, the mud bath.
I feel bad for those, for the workers. Cause they were trying to do their jobs. And as soon as eventually they just quit and like, they just let each other give them massages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How did you feel about the shower scene?
I mean, it's classic. It's classic Colton in the shower. And then she comes in and it's like softcore porn at that point. Like they might as well.
It is.
I don't really understand why the editors even kept that in. You know, maybe leave that on the cutting room floor because
what's the picture they're trying to paint?
That's intense stuff. Yeah. Like, are they trying to tell us that he's losing? Like, he's going to lose the V card? I mean, I guess that is what they're telling us. But
there's no way he leaves this season still a virgin.
Oh, absolutely not. These girls are hungry for that V card, dude.
Hannah G for me just doesn't.
She has a small face. I don't really.
Yeah,
she doesn't do a lot for me as a contestant.
Personality wise, doesn't. I mean, this whole the more that weeks we get, the more it starts to die out.
Yeah.
And obviously Onyeka's gone, and spoiler alert, Demi's gone as well.
Yeah.
Makes me worried for
no
the rest of the girls.
There, though. No really? Surprises there. I mean, I'm not.
I mean,
Demi's
so after
batshit crazy.
So the group date when Demi got her ass kicked.
Yeah, handed.
That was a shame. That was a shame to see.
She's got a lot of bark, not a lot of bite when the rubber hits the road.
True.
She's like the dog. She like the chihuahua, you know.
But she's gonna be electric.
Paradise, dude. She's gonna be a fiend. She's gonna be going crazy.
I cannot right now remember who we have left. Do you have any standout?
I mean, Tasia, you know, Tasia's good.
I like
good.
Tasia. She's just, they're both pretty normal.
Her and Cassie are both pretty vanilla, yeah. In my opinion. They're both pretty safe. They're not trying to do any drama, anything like that. Onyeka, out of control. Glad she went home. But she's just trying to buy, again, her ticket to the paradise.
I feel like, and this is actually, I'm taking back my final four. I think the sleeper, I can see Tasia being final two is the thing. I don't think Cassie can. Which is a crazy take.
I feel like Cassie has more staying power than Tasia.
I'll take Tasia. You take Cassie. Sure. Who do you fill your second one with for final two?
For final two?
Just off the shot. I'll fire from the hip. I'm going Heather. Never been kissed.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
She's my wild card.
I don't want to steal your take.
No, do it if you think
I'm
going to
steal that take. Okay. Never been kissed until, you know. So I think that she's definitely... Because I think that she has... She has like the X, Y, and Z factor, which is I'm also a virgin. We can go on this journey together, and you were my first kiss.
She is a virgin, right?
Not only is she a virgin, she had never been kissed prior.
Did
to
she explicitly say that? Because what if I mean?
She told him in the camping. She was like, you know, I'm a virgin, and I'll one up you. I've never been kissed.
Parents, be warned. I thought she was maybe doing like a kissless sex thing. You ever heard of those?
A kissless. I can imagine what it is just by the
name. Getting intimate without kissing.
Yeah, sounds.
But
weird.
She from her. I can buy that she would be somebody that does it. I don't think, because unless she did say it, but just her alone, I can see her doing it.
I mean, explicit content alert, 15 second, if you're 18 or under or one of our parents, they could be doing the whole God's blind spot thing. That's kind of the first thing that came, maybe not the first thing, but that definitely crossed my mind. You know, so technically she can say, you know, but.
Hannah G's out. No way she's around. No. Caitlin, I think, has potential for the next Bachelorette.
Power. She's got to show more. Oh, yeah. The next Bachelorette?
For the next
Bachelorette, definitely.
I would love to see them maybe go out of house for a change.
Yeah, I would love an outside hire.
But that's why I don't think Caitlyn. I think they might save Caitlyn as a potential Bachelorette. Yeah. She's not going to win. Mm-hmm. So I think it's Tasia and Heather Never Been Kissed.
Yeah, I definitely think it's Cassie and Heather Never Been Kissed. I mean, the man has a type. Those two look awfully similar. I think that they're going to be our final two. I'm calling it.
That's a good point, too, that you're making.
You know, he has an El Tipo. I mean, Overreaction Monday, I again think Cassie's going all the way. Yep. But I need to see a little bit more from them other than just macking.
True.
Because.
Or I want them to, like, just do something pre-Fantasy Suites.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Something
like,
sexual?
If they're not going to have good, healthy, fun, and easy banter.
They might as well just the whole thing and make it, like, just the most sexually frustrated episode of The Bachelor ever, you know?
Thank you for the voicemail.
Yeah, shouts.
I think we're going to wrap the voicemail section of it.
Mm-hmm.
And to finish out today's episode, we're just going to do a quick little impromptu Valentine's Day.
Yeah, what are your plans for today, Valentine's Day?
Wait, what is today?
Valentine's Day, February 14th, Thursday.
Oh my God, dude, I'm all over the place. Thursday, yes. Today is Valentine's Day.
Well, I wanted to just really quick give a shout out to one of my boys. Shouts to George Cavinta, middle name Valentino, because it's his birthday, born on Valentine's Day. So shouts to the man.
Happy birthday, George. Happy birthday, Trouble. Am I allowed to say that? Yeah. I don't think I am. Cut that.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I am going to, I don't know. I don't have any plans yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any plans yet. Overall, don't like the holiday.
Sure.
Don't understand it. How about yourself?
Yeah, I feel like it's like a holiday that was like invented by Barnes & Noble, or not Barnes & Noble, but like, you know, big companies that gets to buy flowers and teddy bears. And like, if you walk into Walmart right now, it's fucking crazy.
Just
dude.
Red
it's
and
just
pink
a,
and white everywhere.
A barrage of teddy bears and flowers and the works. My plans, going to class all day, and then I'm driving 8 hours. Probably going to get to Chico around midnight.
Nice.
While I'm doing that.
You got to see the boothang.
While I'm doing that, my boothang is going to be on a date with another girl. Not in a weird way, but in a friend way.
But you kind of pose that as a...
I mean, I'm going to let the listeners, you know, keep it up to interpretation, but...
Are you allowed to say who she's going on?
Noted listener, noted fan. Actually, she sent us our first fan letter. Shouts to Alley Cat, la la la.
Not who I was thinking you were going to say.
Really?
I'll tell you off air.
Sure.
But yeah, thanks for the real quick tip on the Cheetos fries. Been eating those with my tuna sandwich. And
excuse?
They are delicious. Remember a while ago she said the Cheeto fries?
Cheetos.
I have them in there.
In a tuna sandwich?
No, not in, but as an accessory
just,
piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Delicious.
Again, we'll talk about that off air.
Yeah, I'll show you my proprietary Cheeto fries. As two waiters, I personally really enjoy Valentine's. I hate it, but at the same time, I enjoy
it. You hate
it because
you hate love, but you like it because you like money.
I don't hate love. I like the tip bonus.
Sure.
I also hate the snobs that come in.
Easy.
It's just a little much. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to make you a lava flow. I don't want to get too niche. I'm not a fan of the principle.
Sure.
Reservations are impossible. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a reservation now, you're screwed.
Yeah.
I worked last Valentine's Day, and that was, it was what it was. It was a little, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, because mm-hmm. when you are in a long distance relationship, Valentine's Day sucks because it's like, I should be happy today, but I'm sad instead. So, I mean.
You ever listen to the Naked Brothers Band?
I have not.
Do you know who I'm talking about, though?
I do not.
It was a Nickelodeon show / they were like a band. They were, mind you, I think, like pre-puberty.
Naked Brothers.
I know. Weird name. That's now aggressive. That I'm saying it out loud. I'm sure there's some listeners that maybe watched Nickelodeon when they were kids. Yeah. So we're talking Zoey 101 time.
Oh, you sure?
They had a song that went like, long distance relationships will kill you. You know, like.
Oh, wow.
It hits a little too close to home. Yeah. I've been thinking about, I've had that song every time like kind of you and the booth thing come up. Sure. I always think about that.
Really? You think just, about the Naked Brothers?
I think about band. Naked. I think about Naked Brothers.
Interesting. That's weird. That's, nobody's doing that. Nobody's just thinking about Naked Brothers. But
you know, honestly, I'm just gonna say this on air.
Sure.
My ideal
Say it on air.
My ideal Valentine's Day. You know, just buy a pizza, some ice cream, get in bed, and just turn on some Netflix and just
watch a movie.
Watch rom coms.
Maybe a movie on Hulu. Who knows, dude? Maybe like a science fiction movie on Hulu. Maybe a pizza from Papa Murphy's.
That's all I want to do.
That's all.
You know, with somebody that I enjoy and just get comfy and.
If they have a small dog, the dog could be in bed with us too.
I want to. Not what I was. Not.
Who knows, dude?
I want to just get in my sweatpants and just have my hair tied, chilling with no makeup on, and just make the damn thing.
I mean, that's when you're prettiest. Hope that you don't. Let's get out of here.
Are we done?
Oh yeah.
Are we calling it?
I think we're calling it.
I don't think I have any more Valentine's.
I think Raya is pretty much the only one listening still. You know.
Thank you, Raya, for listening.
Shouts.
This was all in all kind of a weird episode.
Not a lot of structure, but a lot of content.
Absolutely. We had, just so you guys know, this was no structure.
On the fly.
But it felt really good.
Sure.
To get one off.
Sure.
Happy Valentine's Day, T-Gold.
Yes. Stay. I mean, you know, if you're single, you're loved. The dog loves you. If you're in a relationship, that's great.
If you're single, get your ass out there and mingle.
Yeah.
Hit up Bumble. Use promo code T-Gold for an extra couple matches a month. Other than that, guys, we'll be back on Tuesday with regular scheduled content. The 5K is coming.
Is what?